Since her arrest in 2011, Catherine Gregg, the longtime companion of Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger, has seen only jails, prisons, and courts. And now Gregg will spend some additional time in prison due to a crime committed in a court. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The crime is contempt of court. And Catherine Gregg, showing the stoicism of an inmate who has been here before, pled guilty and displayed no need to address the judge. In a blue prison jumpsuit and with close-cropped white hair, the 65-year-old Gregg never changed expression, never turned to look, as the prosecutor, Mary Moraine, described her as openly defiant and unapologetic. Gregg was already serving an 8-year prison term for a conspiracy to harbor a fugitive and identity fraud when she was first called before a grand jury in October 2014. She was questioned about who, if anyone, had helped her and James Whitey Bulger avoid arrest or gave them aid and comfort. She took a path of refusal. Her attorney, Kevin Reddington, says Gregg's only crime had been to fall in love with Bulger.
She has no regrets. She's a person who knows she has to be punished. She accepts her punishment. She doesn't cry about it. She doesn't complain.
She was ordered to testify, given immunity, and then when she refused again, she received a civil sentence, which meant she had to serve 9 months for contempt while her 8-year criminal sentence went on hold. It's called dead time. It became clear that getting Gregg to talk would be like squeezing blood from a stone. In September 2015, the government went to a grand jury to get her charged with criminal contempt. Gregg pled guilty. She was dogged and tireless in her efforts to obstruct justice, the prosecutor told the judge yesterday. The government wanted a sentence of more than 3 years. Lawyer Kevin Reddington told the judge that would put Gregg's prison time in line with the 12 years given the vicious hitman John Matarano in a deal that made him a government witness against Bulger. Gregg had never committed a crime before harboring a fugitive and identity fraud.
The bottom line is she knows nothing. She knows nothing.
Reddington claims that Gregg did not even know about the holes in the walls of the Santa Monica apartment in which FBI agents found more than $800,000, as well as a cache of heavy-duty firearms. There was no one else, he insists.
She didn't even know her mother died. They had no contact with people. They were on their own.
But still, she refused to answer questions. Her attorney says he was concerned she could have been entrapped by prosecutors out to get her. In the courtroom, the prosecutor reminded the judge about the context here. One of Boston's most notorious criminals. Tommy Donahue, the son of one of Bulger's victims, later suggested Gregg should stay in prison until she talks.
She actually, you know, aided and harbored the guy who murdered my father and amongst dozens of other people. So she deserves zero leniency.
According to U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, Gregg's refusal to testify delayed justice for the victims' families. And the prosecutor told the judge that Gregg controlled her fate, but sealed it by refusing to testify. It is hard to imagine a less worthy object of love and affection than James Whitey Bulger, observed the judge, F. Dennis Saylor IV. Gregg blinked, but showed nothing more. He will be remembered as a monster. So, there it is, the judge said, as he built to the sentence. She's an adult. She knows the rules. She's brought this outcome on herself. With that, Saylor sentenced Gregg to 1 year and 9 months more in prison, where all signs indicate she will do her time without regret. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.